to Daylight Saving Time and the first Sunday of November. My name is Joey Kroll, host of Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Now, if you're not too familiar with Sunday Worship, well, let me tell you a little bit about it. It's a program that is focused on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And today, I'm so excited about today's program because we're going to be talking about the Word of God. Oh, I'll tell you what, the Word of God never, ever comes back void. Praise the Lord. So we're going to be talking about the Word of God today. So sit back, relax, and I hope you enjoy that extra hour of sleep right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Come to the Lord, all who are weary. Come to the Lord. Come and find rest. Come to the Lord, hearts that are yearning. Come to the Lord. Come and be blessed. For in His presence His joy overflows. Hope for the heart, strength for the soul.
Lift
That's right, friend. He is so worthy of our praise. Come, let us worship the Lord. And I'll tell you what, that is the heart of this program, Sunday Worship, to bow down and worship the King of Kings because he is worthy of our praise. Amen. Well, friend, I pray you're doing well today. You're listening to Sunday Worship, and today we're talking about the powerful Word of God. Well, over 100 years ago, William Ramsay, a young English scholar, went to Asia Minor with the expressed purpose of proving that the history given by Luke in his gospel and in the Acts was inaccurate. His professors had confidently said that Luke could not be right. So he began to dig in the ancient ruins of Greece and Asia Minor, testing for ancient terms, boundaries, and other items which would be a dead giveaway if a writer had been inventing this history at a later date as claimed. And to his amazement, he found that the New Testament scriptures were accurate to the tiniest detail. Surprise, surprise. So convincing was the evidence that Ramsay himself became a believer, called Jesus his Lord, and became a great biblical scholar. We still look upon Sir William Ramsay's books as being a classic as far as the history of the New Testament is concerned. His word, friend, never, ever comes back void, and it is true to the tiniest detail.
I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford. Thank you.
We're talking about the powerful Word of God today, and Walter F. Burke, General Manager of Project Mercury and Gemini and Vice President of the McDonnell Aircraft Corporation, teaches Sunday school in his church. And in an interview, he declared, "I have found nothing in science or space exploration to compel me to throw away my Bible or to reject Jesus, my Savior, in whom I trust. The space age has been a factor in the deepening of my own spiritual life. I read the Bible more now. I get from the Bible what I cannot get from science, which is the really important things of life."
Father, I see that you are drawing a line in the sand, and I wanna be standing on your side, holding your hand. So let your kingdom come, let it live in me. This is my prayer, and this is my plea. Father, I see that you are drawing a line in the sand, and I wanna be standing on your side, holding your hand. So let your kingdom come, let it live in me. This is my prayer, and this is my plea. Let the worshipers arise, let the sons and the daughters sing.
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Lord, believe.
Fred, I pray that you're blessed right here on this first Sunday of November. My, oh my, time is a flying by. Yesterday we had a surprise birthday party for me. Actually, I kind of knew it because I can connect the dots after a while. But yeah, my wife and my family, we put a nice little surprise birthday party together. But secretly, I knew exactly what was going on. They thought it was a surprise for me, but I knew all along that they were planning and scheming something. So we had a good day yesterday. Plus, I always enjoy eating cake. Amen. Fred, today we're talking about the powerful Word of God. One day in St. Louis, Missouri, a young convert named C.I. Schofield walked into the office of a friend, and he found him with a new copy of the scriptures on his desk and a pencil in his hand writing in the Bible. "Why, man, are you spoiling that beautiful Bible?" exclaimed the young Christian. And his older friend pointed him to Acts chapter 8, where he had underscored the fifth verse, where it said, "Then Philip went to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them." Then he had connected by a line to the eighth verse, which reads, "And there was great joy in that city." And years afterwards, Schofield frequently introduced his friend, C.E. Paxton, as the man who first taught me to mark my Bible. And the inspiration and instruction that Paxton gave him led to the preparation of the now famous Schofield Reference Bible with its helpful footnotes and cross-references.
Stay.
Thank you, Jesus. Friend, thank you so much for letting me spend some time with you today here on this Sunday, November the 2nd, 2014. You can always catch up with me. I love to hear from you, Joey, at greatnewsradio.org. Well, coming up tomorrow, it's going to be the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus.